Hello everybody, this is Salil Tripathi in Mumbai in India, and I am here at the Godrej campus, which is one of the largest Indian conglomerates, and I'm speaking to Paramesh Sahni, who is vice president of the Godrej group, as well as being the head of the Godrej Cultural Labs. And you know, we've had a very productive day today, Paramesh, speaking about LGBT rights and business. So my first question to you is essentially, how do you think the LGBT environment is in India as far as the corporate sector is concerned?
Thank you, Salil, for making me part of your podcast, which I love.
Thank you.
I think we are poised at a very interesting moment. We have a legal framework which is slightly confused in the light of the 2013 recriminalization of 377, but also very, very positive 2014 Supreme Court judgment on transgender rights.
Right.
But I think while the legal framework is sorting itself out, I have been very, very enthused by the energy and the commitment that corporate India has shown towards LGBT issues under the rubric of diversity and inclusion. Over the past 2 or 3 years, there has been a resurgence of corporate commitment towards LGBT issues. It can range from different companies changing their policies to be more or to be less discriminatory. It could be companies that are creating active LGBT-friendly cultures on their campuses, such as Godrej, where I work. It could be companies that are proudly supporting LGBT celebrations, whether it's pride marches or film festivals. And I think it's very, very important because corporations are such a key member of society, especially in India, where the national and international imagination of India is that of an economy which is growing, which is being part of a world economy. And I think in this framework, what Indian companies are realizing is that if they can put pressure on policymakers, and if they can, and one way of them doing so is by saying that we support LGBT rights because it's they're fundamental to our employees, we can really begin to shift the needle in terms of, you know, even the law. So I'm seeing a lot of that happening, and it gives me great encouragement.
What sort of a backlash is there? Not just in terms of society, but even within the company. How do your colleagues take it? I mean, is there any adverse reaction to it at all?
Actually, you'll be very surprised. I think a lot of companies, especially in India, are not homophobic per se. It's mm-hmm. just that they haven't had these conversations before.
Mm-hmm.
So at Godrej, there's been absolutely no backlash. In fact,
easy to have the conversation?
Quite easy.
Uh-huh.
Quite easy. I think it helps if you're out. In mm-hmm. my case, I was an out and proud gay employee just asking why. When we began this journey some years ago, our HR policies were not inclusive. And then it was very easy because there was no opposition, there was just surprise, and they said, well, let's make them inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spent the past 5 years working on culture. So I've actually found it to be not so difficult. And I'm willing to bet that for a lot of people, if you just make that effort at reaching out, you'll find that there might be ignorance, but there might not necessarily be opposition. And ignorance you can treat
with facts, with information.
And I think that's exciting. And I think a lot of people in corporate India are finding out that, you know, if they can have the courage to just come out and state who they are and just state that they want to be treated equally, companies are more than willing to meet them halfway and first going on a learning journey and then actually on an advocacy journey as well.
Now, earlier today you were talking about how you had mainstreamed it and developed the toolkit and so on. And what I found very interesting is that the process that you've undertaken is pretty similar to where the UN guiding principles for business and human rights are, of how to develop a policy and how to mainstream it. Can you just walk through what you did? Because it would be a good learning exercise for other companies.
Sure. So we started with the very basics. We started by saying that at a policy level, we need to ensure no discrimination. So we modified our HR policy to widen the scope of discrimination, to include discrimination against LGBT individuals, sexual orientation, gender display, a range of possibilities. And we said very explicitly that we will not tolerate people discriminating in any kind against while hiring or with current employees as well. But we realized that, you know, policies are just on paper. And to change mindsets, you need to change culture. And so for the past few years, we've been working very hard on that, whether it is in creating opportunities to engage with a range of LGBT individuals through the Culture Lab, which is what I head, by having talks, performances, film screenings, dances, all other kinds of business, a constant engagement on the ground, where every 2 or 3 weeks there is something happening on the Godrej campus, which just might be LGBT. So that it's one way of just exposing the rest of the company and the rest of the individuals to this, to the incredible difference that there is in the world, and how through difference you can realize commonality. The second is by putting our money where our mouth is and actually going out and funding and supporting. So we are very proud co-sponsors of the Kashish LGBT Film Festival and so on. The third is by actually going out and saying it's not enough to have this on paper. Again, we need to actually have LGBT individuals. So creating an environment where LGBT people at Godrej can come out and actually going out and seeking high potential LGBT individuals that we can bring on board as well. The fourth is by being very, very clear and unambiguous in how we communicate to employees about what we stand for and what this means. So Nisa Godrej, who is our executive director and part of the Godrej family, sent a message out 2 years ago on the International Day Against Homophobia to every employee in the company stating that we at Godrej are LGBT friendly, it is not in our nature to discriminate, and there is no space for intolerance at Godrej, there's only space for love. Last year, Pirocha Godrej, who heads Godrej Properties, sent out a similar strongly worded message. So our thing, it's not for us. We don't think of LGBT diversity and inclusion as like some kind of box checking. For us, we're deeply committed to it across, but especially from the top. And I think that really helps, because when you see that commitment from the top, when you have that clear and unambiguous messaging going out, the message is wide and clear that this is fundamental to who we are. And we've also helped other companies in helping them develop a case for it.
I was just going to ask that as my final wrap-up question, that how are the other companies? Are they learning from you? And are you way ahead of others? Are you among the leaders? How do you see that?
I think everyone in India is learning. Even for us, I think we've just about begun our journey of just learning about diversity and inclusion. I don't think there are any leaders in this sense, because there's so much work that we have to do to make, you know, corporate India and India at large more inclusive. But what we are doing is that we are very willing to stand out. We're willing to experiment. We are willing to share our knowledge with other companies. What we are proud of is that we are probably the only Indian, you know, 100% Indian-owned, managed, homegrown company that is talking about this. We're 119 years old, and Godrej has been built on certain values. You know, we are part of the whole movement towards Swadeshi. So I'm very excited that, you know, that makes us actually a very authentic voice. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other companies we're talking to and in strangely teaching happen to be global multinationals. But so that's something that gives me great pride. But we're very happy to share. And I think we're in a place where actually the more we share, the more we connect with each other on best practices, on how to counter negativity, on how what are some of the most silly excuses that people can give for not wanting to create an equal workplace. A very silly one is that the presence of Section 377.
Right.
Although Section 377 has nothing to do with employers wanting to create a more equal workplace or respecting the LGBT employees. You know, there are so many companies that say, oh, Section 377 disputed, until that is decided, we can't create a fair and equal workplace. I think that's rubbish. And so, you know, we're very out there at Godrej. We go out and we share this. We tell them, this is our position on things. Let's try and create a more inclusive, at least corporate culture together. And it's really, really been helping. So I'm always a glasses half full rather than glass half empty.
And may
kind
it
of
get
person.
Full very soon. And all the very best to you. You're doing terrific work. And it's a pleasure to work with you on this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, yeah.